Previously on Alcoa FM.
When it comes to broadcasting, a lot of people know the voices. You may even know some of our faces, but behind the scenes, there's an entire machine that makes Alcoa FM run. And one of the big components, almost like the engine room, is our sales team. They're explosive, they're interesting, they're full of energy. And a couple of them are in the studio to chat today. Let's go behind the scenes with our sales team in the studio. Leslie Ann Fortain, we like to call her Bubbles.
Hello, hello.
And Andy Iverson.
Hello, Roland. Hello, listeners.
What you might not know about Andy Iverson is he's a very distinguished gentleman. Whenever he messages us on WhatsApp, he will greet us in proper British format. Could be something from Kingsman, you know.
100% old chap.
All right, guys, it's good to have you in the studio. Usually, you're the ones who are out meeting people, and the thing that I respect most about our advertising executives and key account managers like yourselves is that you do so much more than just advertising. I mean, you're like business managers, strategy consultants, all sorts of things. You help so many people with so many things. Let's start with you, Andy. In your time in this industry, what's one that really stands out with you? A cool thing that you've done with a client?
We did an outside broadcast at a national motorsport event at the Aldo Scribanti Raceway here in Gqeberha. Now, we did that with the Algoa Motorsport Club in association with Brendan Motormouth Kelly. Now, the cool thing about an OB, of course, is it comes with its own impact by way of a pre-publicity campaign that leads up to the day itself. So we did that entire week of pre-publicity for the event. And then when race day arrived, when I got to that racetrack and saw the cars standing 40 deep to get into the track, I immediately knew that this had worked phenomenally well. To see that turnout, it was a turnout that Scribanti had not seen in many, many years.
Yeah. So what you do is you sit with the client, you say, guys, let's talk about how to get people excited about this. And the next thing, you can't get to the event yourself because what you and the client have done together has worked that well.
This is exactly what happened. Looking at all those cars and knowing that my client has just experienced a major success, that was cool.
A good feeling, I'm sure. Les, I was talking about this multitasking that you guys do. Let's talk about the role that you end up taking on when it comes to talking to clients. It's not just about sales.
I see my role at Alcoa FM as an extension of my clients' businesses. Think about it like a link between my clients' marketing objectives and the consumers that they need to reach through using Alcoa FM. My involvement often extends beyond the current campaigns in respect of seeing where the client's business is right now, where they want to be, and then building the campaign and the relationship on that. So trust is very important, building long-term relationships, very important, transparency, very important. And I mean, it's really cool to see how your clients' businesses grow and how their brand value grows by trusting us and allowing us to do our jobs and seeing us as a partner for their business. I mean, after so many years, it's so awesome when you look back, you have a catch up with a client and you just reminisce and you see where they started their business, how much it's grown, and to feel like you've been a part of something awesome and actually helping someone, you know, and doesn't hurt when the bottom line grows as well.
That's true. You guys literally are invested in the growth of everyone that you talk to. Mm-hmm. One of the things about you as well is you're always in the future. I walk up on the third floor past some of you guys chatting and I'll say, oh, are you representing so-and-so? Oh, man, they're doing such cool stuff. And you'll be like, haha, you'll see what they're going to be doing next spring. It's like you're already in the future with them.
Absolutely. Sure. And I mean, we come back to the office, we start bouncing around ideas, we get buy-in. Other colleagues start, you know, adding value to the idea, and it just grows and grows and grows, you know. So yeah. Really, really cool that we have a cohesive team like that.
Following on from that point, creativity is crucial in what you guys do. Let's talk about that creative thinking in your role as key accounts managers and touching between what goes out to the people who are listening and what gets planned by the people who are reaching their audience that they want to connect with.
Creative thinking is one of the top skills required in this role because you've got to be thinking constantly every single day. How can I best solve my clients' challenges? That's the strategy. And also, how can I make my client stand out? How can I make my client sound better than and different from the competition? In fact, this is an overriding factor that drew me to advertising as a kid. I would spend more time watching the TV commercials than watching the shows on TV themselves. It's all about creativity and being entertaining. So be entertaining, never be boring.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, when we sit in meetings, I don't know if Andy's the same, but we have voices in our head. So we can actually start hearing the campaign on air, you know, and who would be a sincere fit with this particular brand that you're working with, etc., you know. And I think a lot of businesses also forget the advertising is about their customer at the end of the day. It's not about them.
Your coolest experience, I asked Andy in the beginning, what's your coolest experience you've had with a client in your role, Liz?
I definitely say live outside broadcasts from unusual places, like in the middle of a game park.
You've done a few of those places, eh?
I've done a number of them. Yeah. I've done a number of them. I've got another one coming up very, very soon. And you know what's really cool? It's that the presenters get to know the property and the park and experience it. So by the time you go live, it's a first-hand, sincere experience that they share with listeners. If I look back to when I started in radio and where we are now, technology has changed so much.
Right.
It's opened up so many opportunities for us to be in places that we normally wouldn't have been able to get to.
Well, I know before. We've had presenters in the middle of forests at trail running events, as Andy mentioned, right next to the track as the cars are roaring past. It's been such an incredible range of places you guys have put us.
Yeah, well, I mean, 2 years ago, we did a show live from a vehicle while they were driving.
Exactly, exactly. Wow. So you are the people that make those ideas happen while we're talking from these cool and interesting and unusual places. There's a whole process that's gone on that started with you talking about what's best for that business. We look forward to many, many more unusual, interesting and fun things that you guys are going to be doing. We're going to wrap it up now with one thing. What should anyone listening now be planning in terms of summer season, looking towards the end of this year into next year?
Quite simply to have a plan and don't keep it a secret. I mean, if you want to harvest for your business this summer, you have to tell people why your business and not the business down the street. Make it fun when your customers come into your business, you know. Make it an experience. When they walk out of your business, you want them to be an ambassador for your business. Create an experience, not a sale.
I like that.
I agree 100% with Les. You must have a clear strategy. What are you going to tell people and how are you going to do it? Radio will offer you the reach and the impact and, importantly, the frequency to drive your message home. So this summer, be visible, be memorable, and we'll make you famous.
All right. Step one, though, is contacting Algoa FM sales team. Thank you so much to these two members, Leslie Ann Fortain, a.k.a. Bubbles, and Andy Iverson. And I know the rest of the team is full of enthusiasm, ready to hear from you, and ready to get creative. Thanks for being in the studio, guys, and thanks for the great work you do.
Thank you so much for inviting us, Roland, and we wish everyone a successful remainder of 2024.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.